This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to AAA, something on the order of 3 million people are going to get on a commercial airliner this weekend. That is 25% more than a year ago, which makes sense, right? More people vaccinated and boosted, more countries relaxing travel restrictions, and oh my goodness, can you say pent-up demand? And just in time for all those passengers, a whole bunch of major airports, Los Angeles, Seattle, Salt Lake City, and some others, are just or almost newly renovated. There are new runways and aviation technology, of course, and some new terminal designs, too. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on that one from New York City.
After going through security at the new Terminal B at LaGuardia Airport, the first thing you see is a huge fountain. And every 15 minutes, it puts on a show with music and lights and water falling from the ceiling in a pattern that spells out the five boroughs. A bunch of travelers are standing in front of it. And of course, they're filming it.
Yeah. Actually, the first time I saw it was on Instagram.
Well, that's what we aspire to. We want Instagram moments. We want people to actually feel that the experience has been something that's been positive.
Rick Cotton is the executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which operates the airport. This fountain reportedly cost $1 million, a pretty penny that's paying off. Last year, LaGuardia won UNESCO's prize for best new airport in the world. This is LaGuardia we're talking about, the airport that used to rank last on passenger satisfaction surveys, the airport that Joe Biden, when he was vice president, controversially likened to a, quote, third world country. Cotton says a big focus of the new LaGuardia is customer experience.
You want people, first of all, to feel more relaxed, to enjoy themselves, and to the extent they do that, they do more shopping. And that's a plus from the point of view of the business of operating the terminal.
Airports haven't traditionally been inspired spaces. You get in, you wait in line, you get your overpriced coffee, and hopefully you get out on time. But David Slotnick at travel website The Points Guy says in the last several years, airports have been investing heavily in public art, natural lighting, and big communal spaces.
I think that there's been more of a design focus and a focus on making airports places that people at best, or at worst, don't mind spending time. And that's really big money for these airports.
A nice terminal might encourage passengers to arrive earlier or choose an airport for a layover. At the very least, it can help calm anxious travelers. And all that encourages them to spend more money. Slotnick says about 40% of airport revenue comes from passenger spending on things like food and shopping. That makes remodeling airport terminals a no-brainer. But actually working out the details of it?
It's complicated because there are just so many stakeholders here.
Think about all the different entities that coexist in airports. They're owned by cities or states, but the federal government regulates and sometimes subsidizes them. There's the FAA and the TSA, and then, of course, the airlines. Ryan Marzullo at Delta Airlines is overseeing the construction of LaGuardia's new Terminal C, which opens next week. He says public-private partnerships are tricky.
There were times during the negotiations where we were ready to walk away because economically it didn't make sense if we couldn't figure out some solutions to some of the obstacles that were being presented.
Delta is covering the majority of Terminal C's $4 billion price tag. It means Delta led the project, not the Port Authority, which is unusual. But still, both sides of the equation needed each other. Port Authority admits financing the project would have been tough without Delta. And Delta needs LaGuardia to beef up its presence in the nation's largest city. New York is one of Delta's major hubs.
At the end of the day, aviation business is a competitive environment. And so we're big on our brand. And that goes from not only the aircraft and the flight crew, but also your ground experience.
But airports that have a market monopoly are investing in new spaces, too. Denver International Airport is the third busiest in the country by passenger volume, with few other big airports in the region. And it's already known for its design, with white rooftop tents that mimic the Rocky Mountains in the distance. Still, it's getting a $1.5 billion makeover. Stuart Williams is the senior vice president of airport expansion.
Denver International Airport is the gateway to the Rockies. And, you know, we're all kind of working for the Chamber of Commerce unofficially, right?
Because an airport's impact extends way beyond its walls. In New York, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.